But that was 200 years ago. There were no cars or trains that people could travel in, and certainly no aeroplanes. And so people had to travel either by ship or by a carriage pulled by horses. Imagine, you are sitting in a big carriage, and we are now living more than 200 years ago. You are travelling with Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, his sister Nannerl, and their father Leopold Mozart. You are in a carriage in a foreign land. For a carriage, we need horses. And a driver.
Giddy up!
All aboard. We are travelling to an emperor's palace in a neighbouring country. The journey can begin.
Giddy up!
200 years ago, the roads were not very good, and there were only simple paths through fields and cobblestone pavements that would throw the carriage up and down. If you want to travel with Mozart in the carriage, you will also be thrown up and down and out of your seat, just like the other passengers. So, nice and slowly the carriage drives into the courtyard of the Emperor's castle, and the coachman brings the horses to a halt.
Whoa!
Ah, we have arrived, and you are no longer a passenger. You are now part of the court society in the palace that will watch Wolfgang and his sister play their music. Perhaps you are an emperor, or an empress, or a prince, or a princess, or maybe you're a guard, or a court jester, or whatever you would like to be. The fine ladies and gentlemen of the court are very curious to see Wolfgang and his sister Nannerl play. But their father, Leopold Mozart, hasn't made it easy for them. They are not allowed to simply play their instruments. He has blindfolded them, and they must demonstrate their ability wearing their blindfolds. And that is very complicated. Have you ever tried to do something wearing a blindfold? Can you imagine trying to play an instrument blindfolded? If you have ever done this, you can imagine how hard this would be for Wolfgang and Nannerl to do in front of the palace.